Hey there, this is Jesse Scardina, news writer for SearchCRM.com. I'm here on the Pipeline podcast. This is the point where you typically hear my executive editor, Don Flechinger, introduce himself, but we're doing something a little bit different today. We have Aaron Jones, the director of fan-centric marketing for the NFL. We are on site in Las Vegas at Adobe Summit. Aaron, how are you?
I'm doing well. Happy to be on the podcast here.
Thanks for taking the time here. We're some of the last attendees here at the session. Most people have filed out today. Hopefully the casinos were a little better to you this week than they were to me.
Probably not.
Well, that's Vegas for you.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, I attended a session that you talked at about how the NFL licensed and uses Adobe Audience Manager. And I appreciate you taking the time here to talk about it a little more. First thing I want to ask you, Aaron, is when did the NFL license Adobe Audience Manager, and what was the main problem that the league was trying to solve?
Sure. So I believe we started licensing it early in 2014, and we're kind of a wholesale Adobe shop.
Okay.
You know, originally analytics, then kind of as Adobe grew, or Omniture, then Adobe grew, we grew as well with the enterprise solutions, including Audience Manager, which I believe was they were really trying to push at that time. And so we're hoping to better understand our customers through and that we advertise with and really kind of do a personalized message for the users back then.
Right. And so you mentioned in 2014, I believe the session kind of talked about the last NFL season that went through. And
sure.
You mentioned how, you know, you guys have a little bit of a luxury of kind of having an off season to look at what you guys need to do technologically and see where you need to fix. So just kind of quickly recap the 2017 season from your perspective and what results you guys got out of your Adobe products.
Sure. So we had the product since 2014, but we didn't do much with it
right. Until
about a year ago. So we had our marketing agencies and Epsilon and Havas were pumping in trades and trying to leverage them, but weren't truly taking advantage of the product. And so a year ago, we decided to commit to the solution and put some headcount behind it and assign me as a lead over this product to see what kind of value we can quantify utilizing it. And so we set forth and doing data restructuring, analyzing all the current traits that were sitting in it,
right. The
segments, making sure that they were accurate. Some were, most weren't, and really going through back and forth with clients and making sure that everything was going to be working correctly and ready for the 2017 season.
So I know when dealing with products and software like this, it's simply not just, okay, let's turn it on and it does what we need it to do. There's a lot of work that needs to be done in-house to make sure that you get the most out of it. Why was it so important to get all that work done with the NFL League office, with the 32 teams, before you really implemented the product?
Yeah, we have probably, let's call it 75 different report suites or platforms that we work with that includes multiple NFL apps and websites and all the club app and websites. And we're fortunate to have a very talented implementation team that works on both Adobe Analytic and Audience Manager implementations. And so with that, we needed to go in and have some governance around what we did.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all the hands that could play inside of this sandbox, we wanted to make sure there were some clearly defined rules of what a trait would be named, what a segment would be named, how they would be organized in a folder structure, and so we wouldn't have duplicates. It's
right. Very
likely that these different agencies would want to use the same audiences,
mm-hmm.
and so we didn't want one to previously there would be like six traits just called fantasy that
mm-hmm.
each of the different companies might create and utilize. We wanted to have some governance and really encourage them to work together versus just in silos on the platform.
And that governance seems so important when a company's trying to deal with its own data and making sure it's correct and accurate and it can be worthwhile for them. You know, you mentioned some of the challenges there, and I want to go into that a little bit more. I mean, you know, you have 32 different teams, you have the league office, and that almost seems like 32 or 33 different departments that all need to be on the same page.
Sure. So, I mean, I teased Andrew during our session that talking about governance is boring, because for me it is a bit boring, but it's foundational as well.
Mm-hmm.
I recognize that we need to have a rule set, we need to have open communication, we need to make sure that the people that we're letting onto the platform and have the capabilities to create, know what they're doing, and some oversight into that. And so we've created an email alias, we've had weekly meetings with our clients to make sure that how are things going, what did you do last week, what did you create? We can go in and spot check and see what they know what they're doing. So it's just constantly trying to micromanage to an effect until you earn the trust,
right,
and that you're really able to use the platform. So that helps us, and it also will help them.
Right. There was one thing that you said in the that was brought up in the session on Tuesday about not overlooking the basics. And I imagine that some companies, some departments might run into trouble there when they're so excited with a new product to, like you said, overlook the basics. So what did you guys do to make sure that didn't happen?
Yeah, I think it kind of came down to a lot of our folder structure. We were probably over detailed in
okay.
how we organize all of our traits and segments. Putting mobile app traits in for all the clubs in their specific folders. I think in talking with our consultant, we had over 250 folders
oh, wow.
for our different partners and platforms.
That can get messy.
It can get messy, but it also is very organized. So if you know what you're looking for, you
okay.
can go directly and find it. Or you can also use the search function
yeah.
and be able to search up a keywords there and find it if that's the way you look at it. So if, you know, we're 1 year in,
right.
and so we're kind of like rounding a corner. We're in the off season. We have time to breathe a little bit. We need to
mm-hmm.
assess how things went and recognize opportunities for the 2018 season. And so not overlooking the basics, we're going to onboard additional clients.
Right.
This season, we're really going to bring the clubs on board. We want them to utilize the same audiences that we were able to find value in 2017. And as part of that, it's going to be some clear governance, clear communication with them. Last year, we managed a few agencies, a couple international partners. This year, I want to bring all 32 of these clubs on and have weekly or bi-weekly meetings with them, see how they're using it, encourage them for additional opportunities, really try to consult with them and to understand what are your goals, what are you hoping to
right.
accomplish. Some are going to be, you know, different competencies in all these different companies, right?
Yeah.
Some are going to recognize immediately what this product is and how it could be valuable to them when I describe it to it, and some are going to be somewhat ambivalent. For those people, it'd be more of a process of working through what are your goals. Hey, let me tell you how Audience Manager could help you with that. Let's a little bit more of hand holding and really
right.
showing the value to that organization.
I mean, like you said, the 32 specific teams, you know, some of them might have might be further along with dealing with analytics. It's all about who they've hired,
who
their own workforce. You mentioned, you know, being in that off season now and looking at what to do ahead of the 2018 season. Have these conversations with the different teams started yet, or is that kind of down the line?
We've had a couple preliminary conversations with clubs that I've been working with over the past month closely. You know, I've only been in this new role, switching from our media intelligence group of what I did last year to this clubs and international group for a few months.
Okay.
And that was at the tail end of the season where a lot of the, they no longer needed us as much as they did in the preseason or
mm-hmm.
regular season. So I've had a couple of preliminary conversations. The first week in April, April 3rd, is when we're going to have our club business development summit
okay.
in Atlanta. And at that point, we're going to really openly communicate it with all the 32 teams. We're going to share the same presentation that we shared here at Adobe Summit as far as what the NFL was able to do in 2017. And then quickly pivot over to 2018 and talk in more specifics.
Right.
Here's the audiences we have access to. Here's the audiences that we feel like can help your businesses. Here's a couple of use cases, very specifically,
right.
that would be helpful to your organization, and this is all going to cost you no dollars for it. So
that last part
yeah.
would be a big selling point, even for, you know, those 32 teams that rake in money, you know, anything that can, you know, make it a little easier, make it a little more, give you a little more insight, and
yeah.
if you can get it for, you know, for free for a team, you know, because the NFL is licensing it, that's a good deal.
Right, and that's the hope, right? It is prohibitive. It is headcount prohibitive and also cost prohibitive for
mm-hmm.
many of these clubs. Some
right.
some it's not. And you know, for instance, the Green Bay Packers have their own license currently, and they're all
okay.
they're already doing a pretty robust implementation and figuring out this roadmap on their own with Adobe. But many other clubs are shorter staffed or don't have the
sure.
same organization, don't have the same revenue structure, frankly. And for those clubs, it's important for the NFL to step in and really show the value and help them out with it.
Sure. Well, that's all great information here, Aaron, and best of luck with the 2018 season. And will we see you back here at Adobe Summit next year?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, we'll talk then again. Thanks a lot, Aaron.
I appreciate the time, Jesse.